Anaconda's news outlet of 56 years, published its final paper on June 5. Days later, the community experienced its second fatal public shooting in a year. Former editor-in-chief of the Anaconda Leader spoke with MTPR's Victoria Traxler about how that felt alongside the paper closing and what comes next.
In the studio with me today is James Rosine, former editor-in-chief of the Anaconda Leader. Thanks so much for being here, James.
Thank you, Victoria. I really appreciate it.
So how have you been thinking about the Anaconda community losing a resource like the Leader?
To me, it feels like the heart and soul of the community just got scattered after the closure. People relied on it for not just the everyday stories about their kids and school coverage, sports, local government, all those important things, but things like their meeting announcements. To have it all disappear just like that is really harsh.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your time at the Anaconda Leader?
I started in my first stint at the Leader in April of 2007, stayed for about a year, went back to graduate school, came back to the Leader in 2011, and then been there ever since, up until, of course, 3 weeks ago. So I think back to some of the great stories and some of the awful ones, too, that we've had to cover over the years, and by being out in the community, by being there for the important stuff, but the small stuff too, just helped to kind of build up trust is probably the most important thing. It was a lot of long late nights, sometimes backbreaking in some ways, just very. I don't really quite know how to express it, I suppose. But a third of my life.
How did it feel to have the recent shooting come almost directly after the announcement of the paper's closure?
That Saturday evening, I happened to live on the main street that goes through town, and I'm seeing a couple of cop cars and hearing the ambulance sirens heading east of town, and then more police cruisers come jetting down, and then finally one from out of the county. And instinctually, I hop into my car, drive down, following them. Police cars stationed at every intersection along the way, and I'm thinking, "What am I doing? Why did I do this? I don't have a platform to report this." And it really feels like we need to be there to not just tell that story, but I mean to be almost like a binding agent for the town to rally around the family. So I really feel like that's case in point why we need a paper, why we need local journalism.
The Anaconda Leader is closed. But this isn't the end for you. Can you talk a little bit about what's next?
Very grateful to be able to announce that myself and several other community members have formed a nonprofit public benefit corporation with the goal of having an actual print newspaper for Anaconda. And I can tell you now. So the nonprofit name is the Anaconda Community Media Company. So kind of reclaiming that ACM from the mining and smelting history's past. And our paper will be the Anaconda Weekly Review. And that was the first newspaper in Anaconda. It was published in the mid to late 1880s.
Well, James, I'm sorry for the closure of the Anaconda Leader, but I can't wait to see the great work that you continue to do. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Victoria. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
That was MTPR's Victoria Traxler speaking with former editor-in-chief of the Anaconda Leader, James Rosine.